From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Earlier today, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood told owners of recalled Toyotas to keep them in the garage until they were fixed. But he hastily corrected himself. LaHood says he misspoke today when telling owners not to drive the recalled Toyota vehicles and should instead take them to dealerships for advice and repairs. Toyota thanked the secretary for clarifying his remarks. The automaker is recalling more than 5 million vehicles because of two separate problems with accelerators. LaHood said the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will investigate electronic systems on the Toyota fix.
It's up to us to tell them if we think that their solution is not correct, and now we'll be doing investigations and studying the electronic part of it.
In a good faith gesture, Toyota has announced it will mail checks to dealers to help them cover some of the costs related to the recall. It will be up to dealers how to spend the money. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports.
Page Toyota in Southfield, Michigan will likely use its check for complimentary car washes and filling up affected customers' gas tanks. Service manager Dave Davis says mechanics will likely be asked to do some overtime once Toyota sends out instructions for the gas pedal repair. Until then,
the key to this, until we get the pedals, is to be empathetic with folks' situations and understand that people are scared, genuinely.
The checks will range from $7,500 to $75,000, depending on how many of the recalled vehicles a dealer has sold. The recall includes 8 different Toyota vehicles with potentially sticky gas pedals that can cause unintended acceleration. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.
President Obama urged Senate Democrats to push their agenda. Mr. Obama visited the Lawmaker Strategy Conference today in Washington. He said Democrats in Congress must call out Republicans who claim they want bipartisanship and then tie up legislation so Democrats cannot work on it in Congress. He urged lawmakers to finish the job on health care legislation. An Iraqi appeals panel has lifted a ban on hundreds of parliamentary candidates standing for election. 500 politicians have been banned by Iraq's electoral commissions because of alleged links with Saddam Hussein's outlawed Ba'ath Party. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse has this report from Baghdad.
Although the list included candidates from across the sectarian divide, this decision will be seen primarily as a victory for Sunni politicians who'd felt disproportionately targeted by the ban. One of the most prominent among those is Saleh al-Mutlaq. A spokesman told the BBC that he welcomed the ruling. But there are those in Iraq who believe passionately that there's no place in public life for people with ties to the now outlawed Ba'ath Party, through which Saddam Hussein ruled Iraq for so many years.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average before the close was down 28 points at 10,269. The Nasdaq was up a fraction. You're listening to NPR. OPEC Secretary General says production by the oil cartel has dropped to levels that are worrisome. Larry Miller reports from London.
At OPEC's last meeting, members decided not to change oil production targets. Yet OPEC chief Abdullah Salem al-Badri reports production fell to around 55% of target last month. A year ago, production was at 80% of target. He told the BBC there's a reluctance by members to produce a lot of oil when no one is buying because it'll push down the price. Oil is now trading in the $78 a barrel region. Al-Badri says anything less than $70 will not permit further investment. He insists it's necessary to have a price that encourages oil producers to invest and also increase their wealth. Al-Badri describes the global recovery is still fragile. There's been a price increase following recent upbeat news from the U.S. manufacturing sector. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Attorney General Eric Holder says he decided to charge the suspect in civilian court in the failed plot to bomb a jet on Christmas Day over Detroit. Holder's remarks came in a letter sent to Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. He notes that the Bush administration used civilian courts to convict more than 300 people on terror-related charges following 9/11. A Pakistani scientist has been convicted in federal court of trying to kill Americans while she was being held in Afghanistan. Prosecutors said FBI agents and U.S. soldiers were trying to question Afida Siddiqui when she fired a rifle at them. None were injured. She, however, was hurt by return fire. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.